Hey everybody, it's January 1st, 2018. Standing outside letting dogs do their thing because it's too cold for them to hang out outside all day, even though the sun's shining, which is kind of weird, especially for us who have lived in Texas all of our life. I know that today there's a lot of fitness quotes and inspiration and stuff going around, so this is kind of two part, one to add my part to it, and two to probably get off topic ever so slightly from what we would normally put out. Oh, sorry. We still have a house full of sick people. Shelby's laying in bed right now, I think, with the flu. Parker's just getting over it. I went to the doctor to fight it off before I got it, and we're still holding out hope for Lila. But today, with it being the start of the new year, one thing I want everybody to kind of think about is it is 2018, and what does this year look like for you? You, as a husband, as a father, a mother, a daughter, a son, whatever that looks like, you know, what are you going to do that's going to make this your year? I'm not even going to pretend that I know who said this quote, but this, it kind of goes along the lines of everybody dies twice, once when they put us in the ground and once when people stop talking about us or quit mentioning our name. I know for me personally, one of the things that I need to focus on and I want to focus on is leaving a legacy for my children and my children's children and my children's children's children, because that's going to be the utmost impact of who will remember my name. And that's something that's kind of weighed heavy on me today as I've kind of been working around the house and just watching the kids play and take care of stuff around and playing Mr. Mom. But what am I going to do? You know, what is my legacy when my time on this planet is done and I go to the next life, which hopefully I know will be better than this one. So kind of made me think to ask all you guys, you know, what is your legacy? How long will your name be remembered? Whether it be by your family or your friends or whoever you make your impact on, what is your name? And how long will that be out there? The challenge, I guess, if you will, for this year is think about that. Keep that in your mind always. And I think we put something up on Instagram or social media today that kind of always said, remember your why. Remember your why, even when the state of mind you set it in is long gone and you only got 5 or 6 hours of sleep and you know you need to get up to get an early start on the day or go work out or do whatever, or burn the midnight oil. Always keep that why in front of your mind. That, I promise you, that will make it easier. Not saying it's going to make it easy. I'm just saying it's going to make it easier. It's vital that the minute you start to lose that why, or that vision starts to get clouded, or you're kind of, you know, hey, why am I still doing this? Especially in the world of fitness, is to revisit that. And one thing I would encourage you to do is write that down. Write that down and put it in your wallet, put it on your bathroom counter, tape it to your dash, wherever it is, something you know you're going to see every day. And just remember, you know, this is why I do what I do. I think that'll help everybody. So that's my little take on your inspiration for 2018. Remember that it's a new year, it's a new you. You don't have to be perfect to start, you just have to start. There's no excuse for not starting, whether that be whatever, whether you're showing up to our gym or you're just working out at home or you're at a different gym, wherever you're at, you just got to start. Take what ability God has given you and start where you're at. Have a great day. Have a great, I guess today's a Monday, so have a great week. And let's all have a great year. Have a great day, guys.